tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Lee Peltzer's Seven-Pointed Star. The album's called Beatin' the Odds. We'll check into the tune SKCC. Then Donna McCaslin's got a new single out called Kid. We'll check it out. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Troy Roberts, his latest release, New Jai Perspective. It's the convening of five soulful beings who take the listener on a creative journey through the architecture of Troy's original compositions.
And after that, we're going to check into Mel Breeze. From her album, Animazonia, we're going to listen to the track, The Island.
Thank you.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Life. from Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections.
Doctors and nurses can help educate patients about the links between climate change and health problems like asthma, heat stress, and Lyme disease. But research shows that many healthcare providers hesitate to raise the topic with their patients. Some feel unqualified to discuss it.
Another issue is just feeling like there's not enough time to talk about climate change.
Ben Fulgencio-Turner is with Climate for Health, a program led by the nonprofit EcoAmerica. The group offers a free online course and other resources for healthcare professionals about the links between climate and health, and how to easily bring that information into the conversations they're already having with patients.
The goal of that is to both get over that initial barrier of feeling like this is outside of their lane or they don't know enough, as well as giving a structure and framework for having climate conversations.
For example, talking about the risks of exposure to extreme heat or wildfire smoke can fit right into a conversation about reducing asthma triggers or staying safe during a pregnancy. So his group is helping build a network of doctors and nurses who are better prepared to protect patients in a warming world.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Give a gift and change a life with Giving Machines. This holiday season from December 6th through 29th at Sawasin Mills, you can help those in need with the touch of your finger. Warm meals, winter clothing, and even livestock are available as gifts at the Giving Machine, with 100% of donations going directly to our sponsored charities. Simply tap, donate, and light the world. For more information, visit www.givingmachinevancouverbc.ca.
You're listening